Just last week, there was a talk in Portobello about food poverty. It was described as our national shame. The speaker talked about the number of people who are having to resort to food banks and the fact that many of them are actually in work. They can't afford to pay all of the bills and feed themselves as well. It's a shocking indictment of our society, especially when the organisation that refers most people to food banks is the Department of Work and Pensions. There is a food bank in the area. They prefer to call it a basics bank because it offers more than just food. Soap, razors, feminine hygiene products are all part of the mix. It's very much a community project. Tarbank Primary and Portobello High School are both involved, as are local churches, allotment groups and others. It's backed by the Edinburgh City Mission and helped by a charity called the Cyrenians, which supports the homeless and vulnerable by running, amongst other things, a farm growing fruit and vegetables. The Basics Bank is based at Wilson Memorial Church at the foot of Portobello Road. One of the volunteers, Patsy Cook, has been there from the start, nearly 4 years ago. So what was the driving force that got the group started?
It started because our previous minister realised there was a food bank in Leith and we were collected food as a congregation to give to them. So many donations came in that he eventually decided that we would have one in this area for the local people.
How long have you been going and what sort of people actually are coming here?
In March it'll be 4 years we've been going. We have a wide cross-section of the community, people who have never worked, families who are working but aren't earning enough money to meet their bills, and people that do have drug and alcohol problems.
But it's actually quite scary that people are working but don't have enough money to meet their bills. That is quite a shocking condemnation of our society, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes. And that does happen quite a lot.
Now, you describe it as a basics bank. Now, I know that is the name which the Edinburgh City Mission gives it, but I think that's because it goes beyond just food.
Very much so. It's the overall person we're trying to help. We give them food, but we're here to support them. We can often give them help through the Citizens Advice Bureau or Christians Against Poverty. We have a representative from them come once a month and make appointments to help people sort out their money problems.
But it's because of the other things that you supply. I was just thinking about razors or feminine hygiene products, that sort of thing. Those things are actually included?
Yes, very much so. It's everything that we would need ourselves. I can remember at the very beginning we were told, imagine if you yourself wanted to use deodorants and you hadn't got any. So what we might need, we'd like to think that we can give it to other people.
So how many people are volunteers here?
I'd say it's about 10.
Are they all from?
No, they're from 4 different churches. There's always somebody from our own church here, and we have help from Portobello Parish Church, St Ninian's, the Roman Catholic Church. They all come on a rota system.
Well, speaking of support that you get, if I can turn to the minister of the Wilson Memorial Church, who is the Reverend Mike Marsden. Mike, one of the important things about this is the fact that this is not standing in isolation. It's part of a wider support community.
Absolutely. It's down to community involvement and relationships. So the food bank has helped cement relationships with other churches in the community who perhaps feel that they're not in a position to operate a food bank of their own, or it frees them up to focus on a different aspect of ministry to their community. They know that they can support the food bank that we have here, but also if there are people that they're connected with, they know where to point them and the different avenues that they can take. For me, it's an important element of the Basics Bank here is it also creates a community for the clients that are coming. When they first come, they're very humbled, embarrassed, fearful. They don't know what they're coming into. But over a period of 5-6 weeks that we maybe have a connection with them, when they walk in, first of all, their shoulders are down. By the time they leave, they're standing tall and having a sense of being helped and supported and accepted for who they are.
And even to the point where some of them actually, once they've got on their feet, come back and volunteer here.
Yep. You know, there's a lady that volunteers now, started as a client, and was so moved and touched by that, the help that they got here, they felt that this was a way that they could give back. Within their limited abilities and skill sets, the person still has difficulties, but coming here has become a lifeline, not just when she was at a deepest point of need. It continues to be a lifeline. It gives her a connection because community and relationships have been built. I kind of hover around on a Tuesday and kind of speak to folk, but I listen to the conversations that the clients have amongst themselves. And even this morning, two guys, difficult life circumstances, actually were helping and supporting and encouraging one another. They didn't know one another until they started coming to the Basics Bank. So it's that sense of creating community and dignity and giving a sense of dignity back. There, but for the grace of God, go all of us.
Now, you have a lot of partnerships, organisations that support you in one kind or another, supply food and so forth. Can you just talk me through a few of those?
Obviously, the main partnership that we have is with the Edinburgh City Mission. They're the kind of overseeing body, and we partnered with them. But their philosophy is that they support the food bank here incredibly, but they're very quick to remind us it's not their food bank, it's ours. And they want to come alongside and partner with us. And so they provided the structure administratively and kind of provided guidelines. But the volunteers here have really picked that up and have created it to be something that is unique to Wilson Memorial and to the community that we serve. So there's the Edinburgh City Mission. We're developing partnerships with an organisation called Fresh Start, hosting some cooking classes, because many of the folk that come, their social skills are limited. So sometimes they're receiving food, but maybe are not always preparing it or cooking it in quite the right way, or the fresh vegetables that they get, maybe are not using them in the most nutritious way. So we're looking at providing the cooking classes to help with that. We are developing a relationship with the allotment. They support the food bank. They bring fresh produce. And in February, we're going to be hosting a community pop-up cafe to raise awareness, not just of the food bank, but also the fact that the allotment is there, and the allotment is also part of the community. I see the food bank becoming a bit of a catalyst and a linchpin in developing a real sense of community.
Can I turn back to you, Patsy? When you hear that there are additional things being added to this, are you in some ways pleased but sad? Pleased that, you know, there's additional help, but sad that the help is still needed?
Very much so. We have been very busy recently, and it's terrible to think there's still so many people needing help. But also, if we can give them help by cooking classes and things like that, it does help considerably, I'm sure. It makes them more important too, if they feel that they're part of the community.
I was wondering actually whether, in a sense, one of your busy times is around Christmas, both before and indeed after, when the bills start arriving for people who are in work but suddenly realise they've overspent.
During the winter months, we are always busier because of the heating bills. That's one of the biggest things. There's a gentleman been in today and he's no heat on in his house. He just cannot afford it. And in fact, sometimes they come here and spend a long time with us because they get tea and coffee as they want, and it's nice and warm, and they've got fellowship. And then sometimes after they've finished collecting food from us, they still drop in to see us, and we still support them as much as we can. One of the slogans we have is that when the food's finished, the love goes on. And we really do become friends with some of these clients. Some of them attend church, which is lovely, but that's not the point of the whole thing. It's lovely if they want to come back and join us in some of the church activities. But we try and support them as a whole, not just give them food.